Let's begin. Parshas Yisro, of course, has no shortage of mitzvos. That the fourth of those dibros, Zochor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, is the mitzvah of Shabbos. We know that in the companion version of the Aseret Dibros and Parshas Ve'eschanan, we have Shamor and Zochor v'Shamor v'Divrecha. We have Mitzvah Saseh, and we have the mitzvah Lo Saseh. So, in theory, with that background, we could speak about almost any of the mitzvahs Aseh of Shabbos, and we'll be connected to Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, connected to Parshas Yisro. In particular, I wanted to speak about the topic of Tosefa Shabbos. Tosefa Shabbos is the halachic terminology that's used more colloquially to refer to what we call early Shabbos. Now, early Shabbos, is the way most people use it, refers usually to something they do in the summer when otherwise Shabbos would start late. But in theory, Tosefa Shabbos means making Shabbos early any time of the year. And in fact, the minhag is to do that the entire year, for the most part, especially if in most parts of the country, in America even, alone in parts like Yerushalayim, where we light and accept Shabbos before it gets dark, before Shkia. Certainly the women are Mekayim that. The question is, when are men Mekayim Shabbos, Mekabel Shabbos, excuse me, and are they still doing it early? And it's not so simple that the average man is doing it, is accepting Shabbos early in the winter, but that detail would have to be for another time. The Mechilta on our Parsha, and our Pasuk, the Mechilta says, Zachar v'shamor, Zachar milafanav, v'shamor milachrav. Again, we're more familiar with the drasha of Mitzvah Saseh and Lo Saseh. But the Mechilta says, Zachar v'shamor, Zachar milafanav, v'shamor milachrav. We should remember Shabbos both before it comes in and after it's in theory already left. We bookend Shabbos before, in the sense of a Tosefis in both ends. Mikan Amru, Mosifin Mechol Al HaKodesh. Says the Mechilta, this is a source for the notion of being Mosif Chol Al HaKodesh, for having Tosefis, having an extra notion of Shabbos. Now the truth is that, according to most, this Mechilta is not the bona fide real Makor. The most famous Makor, and perhaps the most bona fide Makor of the idea of Tosefis in Chazal, actually comes from Masechta Yuma, on the Pe'al Chumad Beis. And there, the original context is Yom HaKippurim. V'inisim es nafsho seichem b'tisha l'chodesh. As you may be familiar, it's a very awkward pasuk, very awkward syntax. That pasuk of V'inisim and b'tisha, and it's on the 9th, there's Yom Kippur on the 10th. That happens to also be the pasuk where we learn the idea of the mitzvah of eating on Arab Yom Kippur from. But here the Gemara says, what does it mean? Yochel yachel v'yisana b'tisha. Do we really think you're going to be fasting on the 9th? Tamalomar be'erev. No, only in the nighttime when it's already the 10th. Ibe'erev yachol b'shetashach. But maybe that means we should wait and not start fasting until it's mamish dark, until it's actually the 10th. Tamalomar be'tisha. But yet the beginning of the pasuk says tisha. So it's in a bind. Is it from the 9th or is it only after the erev and the 10th? So the Gemara resolves that. Matchil mis'ana mi'bo'od yom. We start a little bit. We start fasting while it's still daytime, while it's still the 9th, before it's the actual 10th. Mikan, and from here we learn, Shemosifin Mechol ala Kodesh, that there's a notion of Tosefes. In this case, Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. So then the Gemara continues and builds. Ein liyala b'kitsidaso, b'kitsidaso minayin. How do we know that we end a little bit later than we have to? Tam lomar mi'erev ad erev. Fine. Ein liyala Yom HaKippurim. Shabbosos minayin. How do we know about Tosefes Shabbos? Tam lomar tishbosu, right? The pasuk tishbosu, Yom Kippur has a bechina, has a little bit of a multiple identity also connected to Shabbos. Ein liyala Shabbosos yomim tovim minayin. How do we know this idea of Tosefes for Yom Tov as well? Tam lomar Shabbat Chem, right? So Shabbat Chem, a double language, also a reference to Yontif. HaKetzad, and what's this coming to teach us? Kamakom Shinemar Shvus, Mosifin Mechol Ala Kodesh. So we have everything. Shabbos, Yontif, Yom Kippur, which is a kind of hybrid, all of them have a notion of Tosefes. Now the truth is, and I could have put it on the sheet, we could have spent time on it, maybe it would have made sense even to do that, but I wanted to do more of the stuff we're going to do, so I didn't. But there is a big discussion, which we don't have on the source sheet, a big discussion with Rishonim about whether this is really a drasha gemura or not. Is this really a d'araisa? It seems, as far as I can tell, that all the Rishonim hold that the idea of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is d'araisa. However, the secondary drashos in the Gemara of Tosefes Shabbos and Yontif, there's a big machlokas. If you want, like some primary makaros that just give you a good summary, if you take a look at the Beis Yosef, in Hilchos Shabbos, in Siman Reish Samach Aleph, as well as the Bir Halacha in Sif Beis in that same Simin. So they give you a summary of like, it's like a battle royal, you know, 12 Rishonim on one side and 14 Rishonim on the other side. It's a big discussion about whether Tosefis is really Daraisa or not. Within that, there's a major discussion about Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam never quotes the idea of Tosefis in Hilchos Shabbos. He only quotes it in Hilchos Shvi'is Asor regarding Yontif, regarding Yom Kippur, the Magen Mishnah there. A whole fancy discussion, razzle dazzle. The bottom line, there seems to be a machlokas within a machlokas about Shitas HaRambam. I'm working with the assumption that A, it's probably Daraisa, and B, that it for the most part will not relate to the topic that we're going to be discussing tonight. However, you may see in some of the Makoros that we just addressed where a particular Rishon or Achron connects their Shita to it being Daraisa, and then in theory, what we're going to be speaking about, which is really going to be the Kishkas of the Sugya, what is the Lomdus of the Mitzvah of Tosefes, in theory one could just say it depends on Daraisa versus Darabanan, but we're not going to focus on that, but just so you should know about it, keep it in the back of your mind. Lamaisa, there's also another point to mention, really we could probably have two or three shiurim on the topic, huge discussion on how one fulfills the mitzvah. In other words, does one have to verbally say, I hereby accept upon myself Shabbos, X minutes before Shabbos, for example. Or is it enough just to think that? Or if I don't, what if I'm davening Kabbalah Shabbos, is that enough? What about, you know, is Bowie B'Shalom enough? Is Mizmor Shir enough? Do I have to wait till Baruch Hu? All those things are Shitas. What if I say Good Shabbos to my wife? Is that enough? Things like that. Huge discussion all about how you do it. Who is obligated? Are men and women also obligated? And another issue is how early? Well, you know, today's Thursday night. You know, if it's a mitzvah to do Tosef Shabbos, let's start now. The answer is, of course, you can't do that. So where's the line? How early is it? And on the front end, where's the line? Also on the back end, do I have to accept it a certain minimum amount before Shabbos? What if I accept it a minute before Shabbos? 30 seconds before Shabbos? Is that enough? So these are all discussions. We're not going to talk about any of them. What I want to discuss is, what is Tosef Shabbos? What is happening? Right? Weren't we taught like by somebody that Shabbos is the seventh day of the week? Because Hashem rested. So when did Hashem rest? Hashem rested on the seventh day. Hashem didn't rest sometime on the sixth day. Right? What does that mean to Tosefes? If the mitzvah is to not do malacha, or the mitzvah is to do kiddush or whatever on Shabbos, but it's not Shabbos yet. It's an hour and a half before Shabbos. What does that mean? What are we doing? So this is, I think, a very interesting question, and a number of approaches clearly seem to emerge in Rishonim and Achronim. So as a way of kind of opening up that sugya, let's take a look at two Tosfosin. The Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in his Kovet Shurim Masechta Psachim points out seem to be, in a certain sense one could say, in contradiction, although it's always hard to call machlokas HaTosfosin contradictory, because the Bali HaTosfos were just that. It's not one person. It was a base medrash of people, and often the case is you have different shitas in Tosfosin because there are different Bali HaTosfos. It's not the same thing as finding a Ramban in Subas and a Ramban in Baba Kama. There, it's got to work together or we have a problem. With Tosfos, it's a little bit different, although, to be fair, Rabbi Chanan seems to think this is a stira, but I look at it more as two different approaches in Tosfos. So Tosfos in Psachim is discussing the following, that there's the Gemara, Mishnah really, in the beginning of Arbei Psachim, mentions how we don't have the four cups or matzah, ad shetichshach, until it's really nighttime on Seder night. So Tosfos asks, "Amai itzrech ad shetichshach pshita? Why should that? Pesach is on the 15th of Nisan. Of course, the mitzvahs of Pesach have to take place on Pesach. Plus, the Gemara gabi Shabbos yom tovim lo katani lei. On the other hand, how Shabbos would have to be on the seventh day of the week? Yet there's no Gemara that says that kiddush on Shabbos has to be ad shetichshach until it gets dark Friday night. So what's going on? Why adopt this line by Chazal when it comes to the Seder night?" So says the Rimi Kubriel, the Gabe Matzah, Dafka Be'inan Achetachach. There's a special halacha by the Seder, by Matzah, you have to wait till it gets dark, based on a Tosefta that learns a connection to the Karban Pesach. But just like the Karban Pesach has to be eaten Mishetachach at night, so too Matzah and Murr also have to be at night. The time of Mishem Tuchsiv, Vilchus HaBasar B'layla HaZeh, that's about the Karban Pesach, Matzah and Murr is Keshul Pesach. Aval Suda Shabbos VeYontif Matzah Yachal Leimi Bod Yom. The first half of Tosfos' question is, why is it the case? The answer is the reason it's the case is because of this drasha of the Karban Pesach. And then the Gemara, then Tosfos had asked, well, why doesn't it tell us this by the Shabbos Yom Tov? Because it's not true. I don't have to wait until it gets dark to have my Shabbos Suda. I don't have to wait until it gets dark to have Shabbos Kiddush. I can do it Mibo'od Yom. Mibo'od Yom does not mean Sam middle of Friday. It means if I've accepted Shabbos early. As we see in a famous Gemara in Masechta Brachos about Rav, that he was solely Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. He was Mespalel. Here the Tosfos just says it generically, but Gemara there talks about specifically about Rav. You can daven for Shabbos, and by extension, Kiddush Hayom. You can have Kiddush afterwards. Mibo'od Yom, before it's Shabbos, when this Tosef is Shabbos. Now what do you see from this Tosfos? What you see from this Tosfos, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman and other Achronim point out, and we're going to see in a moment, the Divrei Yecheskel, that's the Slobodka Rosh Hashiva, was a Talmud of Rabbi Chaim Brisker, Rabbi Yecheskel Bernstein, also points this out, but it's already Rabbi Chanan, which I did not put on the sheet, that you see from Tosfos, that if it wouldn't have been for this Drasha, if it wouldn't have been for this Tosefta, which says a connection between Karban Pesach and Matzah and Kiddush and the Mitzvahs of the Seder, Lu Yitzur, if you wouldn't have had that, the Seder would have been like just every other Shabbos and Yom Tov, and you would have been able, right? Think about it, right? Every year we start the Seder so late, right? Davening is late. Even though it's already getting, you know, a longer day, we don't daven Mincha early like we would, you know, a white after Pesach. And unlike the rabbi who may either not speak at all before Ma'ariv or speaks a 5 minute of our Torah, and even then the Baal Matan looking at their watch, right, on the Seder night, the rabbi speaks for 20, 30 minutes, and then a veteran, and you don't get home until 9 o'clock or something at night. All of that is because of this drusha in Tosfos. But Lu Yitzur, you didn't have that drusha. Then, Enechanami, there would have been no reason to wait for Kiddush, let alone Matzah, or Maror, or anything else, at the Seder night. That's according to Tosfos. In other words, bottom line, Tosefis Yontif would have applied even to the mitzvos of the Seder night, it's just that it doesn't because of a side reason, because of this drasha. Now take a look at Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Mem Zayin. Here Tosfos is talking about the question of, is one allowed to get married in that brief window? Let's say one made Yom Tov early, an hour early. Erev Pesach, an hour before it got dark. You, from a Kabbal, with every Chumrah and every Hiddur, Tosef is Yom Tov, it's now Pesach for you. Can I get married now or not? You'll save on the dinner, because you can just have the Seder, you have to cook anyway, and you'll sing a little bit, who needs a band. Right? When you have to welcome Eliyahu, you can dance a little bit. It's convenient. Anyway, your father mortgaged the house to take everyone away for a hotel. Why not do it all like that? So, what would be the problem, in theory? The Gemara Moed Kodesh, which tells us, quotes, V'samachta b'chagecha b'lo b'ishtecha. But if it's Yom Tov, let alone if it's even Chol HaMoed, even we don't get married because we're not Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. There's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. There's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. We don't distract ourselves with another Simcha, even though it's also wonderful and a mitzvah and legitimate. But sometimes too much of a good thing is not so good, so we don't mix too many Simchas. So the context, which is not important for us, the context in Shuvis seemed to indicate that one could get married. One could get married on a Yom Tov. And yet, we have a Gemara Moed Kodin, which we know, well-known Gemara, that says you can't. So how do you resolve this? So says Tosfos, Ekele Meimar, the Hacha, what's going on in Tzubis, Ayri Sha'achas Lefnei Yom Tov. That's Tosefes. Shuki Yom Tov, Al-Inyan Malacha. Now Tosfos is not denying the notion of Tosefes Yom Tov. Says Tosfos, what does Tosefes work for? Tosefes works to add the Isser Malacha. Those things which you cannot do on Yom Tov or Shabbos, I already can't do them an hour before. I can't drive on Yom Tov, I can't drive once I've accepted Shabbos or Yom Tov early. Tosefes prohibits me in Malacha. The Tosefes here, Tosfos adds that it's Daraisa. V'tei lebo'os asha min ha-Malacha. Therefore I can't do Malacha anymore. But what's the implication of Tosfos? Tosfos and Tosefes, it's confusing. According to Tosfos, here, if I was Litzvish, I'd say, according to Tosfos, Tosefes is only something that prohibits me in Malacha. But the mitzvos of Yom Tov, such as Simchas Yom Tov, which itself then generates an Isser to get married, this is to get married is a result of the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. That does not apply during this man of Tosefos. And Rabbi Chana Wasserman points out these two Tosefos seem to be at least in contradiction, or at least indifferent. Why? Because this Tosefos that we just saw is much more modest, much more conservative. Tosefos exists, of course, but all it is, it's merely, even if it's Doraisa, but it's merely, all it is, a restriction. I'm volunteering to have more Isra Malacha. Not 25 hours, but 25 hours in 30 minutes, or whatever. An extra half an hour, whatever it is, of Isra Malacha. That's all. If I, all of a sudden, if tonight I'm not going to do Malacha, that would be silly, it would be meaningless. But Tosefos just means that that same resistance to Malacha now actually has meaning. But it's nothing more than it. Whereas what do we see in Tosefos and Pesachim? That if it wouldn't have been for a special drasha on a Tosefta connecting to Karban Pesach, if it wouldn't have been for that, I could have fulfilled the mitzvahs of the Seder even during this month of Tosefos. I wouldn't have had to wait and schlep out davening and the rabbi's drasha and start the Seder at 9:30. What do you mean? According to Tosefos and Tshuvos, all Tosefos is just an Isra Malacha. What's it got to do with eating matzah? This is Rabbi Chanan. Oh! A little bit of attention, you see. Tosefos in Pesachim seems to be more ambitious. Rabbi Chanan does not fill in the blanks. What does Tosefos in Pesachim understand Tosefos to be? But you see already Tosefos in Ksubis, you don't need the Achronim is spelled out, but you don't even need the Achronim. It's explicit. In Ksubis, the Bali Tosefos hold, it's just in Isra Malacha. So in order to frame and sharpen the two approaches which are, I think, under the surface in Tosefos, under the surface in Pesachim, pretty explicit in Ksubis. So let's take a look at the Divrei Yecheskel. Divrei Yecheskel is a great Lamdusha Sefer. It's written on Klolim, on topics. It's not written on a Masechta. The Rosh Hashiva, the author, somebody named Yecheskel Bornstein, who was Rosh Hashiva in Slobodka for a Tekufa, and that he was from the greater Beis Medrash of Reb Chaim Brisker. So he, with these two Tosefos in mind, he tackles now, he's going to broaden the discussion. And he's going to discuss not Yom Kippur, and not a regular Yom Tif generically, but specifically the Yom Tif of Sukkot and eating in the Sukkah. Can I make Sukkot early and then go right into the Sukkah meal? Where we know there's a mitzvah to Araisa, to have a Kazayas Suda in the Sukkah on the first night, or in Golos, the first two nights of Sukkot. Can I do that in the Zman of Tosefos? Or do I have to wait until it gets dark? Now who knows what we do, Lamaisa, in every shul that you've ever davened in your whole life, I hope. What did they do? They wait, right? It's the first night of Sukkot, you got it. The first night of Sukkot is one of those nights. You had a 50-50 chance. But not everyone was willing to go for it. You were, good for you. We wait. That's one of those nights where the rabbi or someone darshans and drays it out so that you can then daven ma'ariv at a time where people will get home, because you can't go into the Sukkah early. I mean, you can't fulfill the mitzvah. You have to wait. Who said so? Right? People always upset. Rabbi, why are we waiting? So the rabbi says, not me, it's the Ramah. The Ramah says, that's the minhag. The Divrei Yecheskel quotes it. The lo yochal b'layla rishon b'sukkah, ad shehei vaday layla. Whoops, that was a typo. Ad shehei vaday layla. So now comes along the Divrei Yecheskel and says, u'b'shem hagrach salavechik, shamati lefak peik dalzeh. He wasn't so convinced. Right, usually the briskers are full of chumrah, but here Rabbi Chaim had potential kula. Lefi masha kasav hagrosham, the gra on that Ramah says, why does the Ramah tell you you should wait and not go into the sukkah early? Mishum di afina mi matza, the bay laila mamish. It's a connection to matza. Right, tesvav, we have all these sakashim. We mentioned this last week, or 2 weeks ago, excuse me, 2 weeks ago, the parshas. Boshir, about matzah, we mentioned the Sukkot and Pesach are like twins. They often go hand in hand. So the Vilna Gaon says that's why we would wait for the Sukkot also. But says Reb Chaim, Ulefiza Ainli Damos Matzah L'Sukkah, the Kevin Ika Din Tosefes, Akkorim Shnas Laila, and Ke Mukhliv B'Sukkah, Gam B'Tosefes. What, we have Tosefes Yomtiv? That should be enough to go into the Sukkah early. Ubishlova B'Matzah Ain L'Chaiva B'Tosefes B'Shem Debay Laila. Tosefos Adayin Yom. That's getting back to our Tosefos in Pesachim. Why can you not eat matzah early? We said a drasha from Korban Pesach. But now, Reb Chaim is putting a little more lumdus on it. He's saying is that you see from Korban Pesach that it has a din, it's not enough to have, call it, it's already Pesach, it's early, it's Pesach. It has to have a din of Laila. It has to be really, it's not just Tosefis into Erev Pesach. It has to really be Laila. That's the term Reb Chaim uses. We're going to explain that hopefully in a few moments. We'll expand on it. So matzah needed that. But who says sukkah needs that? And then he adds, and even if you'll tell me the sukkah does require that, I'm skipping a line, imishum deboy le'echol b'sukkah k'zayis b'layla mamish. At first he says sukkah doesn't need it. And even if naniach it does require it, hariyef shel kaim hach b'tzul b'zmana. So start the meal with your family. You know, by the time the grandmother comes, and the time they kiddush, and they don't have to go inside to wash, they have to come back to wash. It takes plenty of time. Mindrin, at some point during the soup or something, it's actually going to hit nightfall. It's not going to be that much early. Come on, who are we kidding? Even if you started a little half an hour early, 45 minutes early. At some point in the meal, almost likely, says the Reb Chaim, I guess Reb Chaim, I'm not sure who's saying this, Reb Chaim or him. It'll be, so have an extra kazayis ochel in the middle of the meal. And then you had it at Laila Mamish. But to say that you have to wait to start the meal to a kiddush after Laila? But yet, that's the Ramah, that's our minhag to this day. But Maisa, we're not, I don't know, if he's challenging the minhag, I'm certainly not challenging the minhag. But what do you see? You see from here a certain assumption about what Tosefus isn't. Right? Tosefus can't accomplish something which would require us to therefore wait late. Ulefiza osi shapir. Now this is the Divrei Yecheskel for sure. Says Rabbi Shmuel. The das haramah hu kmo the sfirlei Tosefus. He connects the Ramah by Sukkah to Tosefus by Matzah. The Chi of Simcha, excuse me, I'm sorry. The Chi of Simcha, Lega B'Tosefus, I'm sorry. According to Reb Chaim, in theory we should be able to eat in the Sukkah early. After all, Din Tosefus. And yet the Ramah doesn't let us. So says the Divrei Yecheskel, because that Ramah is working with what? Tosefus and Ksubis. That all Tosefus Yontif is, or Tosefus Shabbos is, Rak Lehosif, Isra Malacha Bilvad. It's nothing more than an Isra Malacha. Just like that's true, and therefore there's no mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, so too, Kamo Kein Enochai B'Sofa. The Ramah is saying, listen, we have to eat at night. Leave aside Reb Chaim's picked up. Lamaisa, the Ramah says you have to eat at night. Why not Tosefus? Must be, says the Divrei Yecheskel, that he holds like the Tosefus and Ksubis, very modest, conservative approach. What's Tosefus? It's not some magic. It just means a nihud. I'm not going to do malacha early. But it doesn't mean that it's Sukkot yet. Just like it didn't mean that it's Pesach yet. Just like it doesn't mean that it's Yantiv yet. And therefore, if there's a really halacha that I have to eat in the Sukkah at night, then I can't eat yet. And now he points out the other Tosefus, the one we've been trying to figure out, what does he hold? Tosefus Himsoch. Tosefus Himsoch. Mashmat ilav de medam and matzla pesach inyan de boy laila hayotzin yidechavasa matzav korosh yitichshav kishar sudo shebashavas v'yantiv mitaros Tosefus. And as we said, and Rabbi Chanan also already pointed out, that in the first Tosefus, if it wouldn't have been for the special drasha connecting the Korban Pesach, we would have been able to have the Seder early at a normal hour. We would have all been falling asleep by the end of the meal. We could have ended at a normal time. But there's a drasha from Korban Pesach. But Luyas, if we wouldn't have had that drasha, then we would have been able to have early. Alma, what do we see from this? The Hatosefes, Havalemi Guf HaYomtif. Tosefes Shabbos or Yomtif is not merely an Isser Malacha or a Nihug of Isser Malacha, like it is according to the other Tosefus, but it makes it Niguf HaYantif. And then he says, the Ramah, with two Tosefus to worry about, decided I'm going to be Machmir, I'm going to be conservative, I'm going to be Choshesh for the Tosefus and Ksubis. But you see, says Rabbi Haskell, as Rabbi Chanan had pointed out before him, two different approaches in Tosefus. Not like Rabbi Chanan, who thought as a stira, the Rabbi Haskell I prefer, doesn't see as much as a stereo as much as you see two different approaches. These two approaches, which the Achronim are pointing out in Tosefin, I think you see a sharper formulation of that in the Nefesh HaRav. Nefesh HaRav, you know, is the Sefer that Rav Shechter wrote after Rav Soloveitchik died, in which he went through a Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch, and he took a lot of the practices or some of his favorite Divrei Torah that the Rav had, based on certain practices that he had in Yehugim and Pelim and Hogim that he had, and he explicated them. So on page 155, he quotes the Rav's analysis of a very famous tshuva of one of his forefathers, of the Netziv. The Netziv wrote the Tshuvas Meshiv Davar. He was asked the following shaila. There's a real case, but imagine it. There's a woman who lit candles and accepted Yontif early. Could be a half an hour early. It doesn't mean in the middle of the day. No, she had gotten everything ready. She wasn't running late. She lit candles 20 minutes early, let's say. Shortly after she lit candles, she gets a telegram telling her that Nebuch, one of her relatives, maybe it was a parent, maybe it was a sibling, doesn't matter, somebody had died. So halacha is when you get a shmua, you hear about a death, you become chayav avelus right away. Especially if you heard that they've already been buried, there's no show being an onein, waiting for the kumura. She was an avel right away. So what did this woman do? She immediately took off her shoes, sat on a low chair. The shaila was whether that counts. Now this is a huge shaila on a practical level. Because some of you may know, if you've learned some of this, and it's not maybe in your family this ever came up, if you're in the middle of Shiva, and Yom Tov comes, what happens? Shiva is completely cancelled. Sometimes people have only Shiva for a day, only for 4 days. This woman, in theory, could have had only Shiva for 20 minutes. There's no minimum. As long as you start Shiva before Yom Tov cancels the entire Shiva. If you didn't, let's say like my grandfather, he died on Yom Tov, then you have to wait until all of Yom Tov is over, and you start a full Shiva afterwards. So there's a huge shaila. Practically speaking, this is not like, you know, okay, no, you'll say Shema over again or something. A huge difference. Does she have no Shiva after Yom Tov? Or does she have to do the entire Shiva after Yom Tov? And it all comes down to what? Those nihugim, she took off her shoes, she sat on a little chair, those nihugim that she did before it got dark, but after she lit the candles, do those count? Again, the halacha is, if you did any nihugei avelus before yontif, the whole thing is cancelled. She did nihugim before it should have been yontif, before it was dark. But after she had accepted yontif, after she had already had tosefes. So if you do some nihugei avelus in that brief window of tosefes, does that count or not? This is the famous tshuva of the Netziv. So Shachliter, and it's not important for our purposes either, doesn't get into what the Netziv said. He quotes that Rav Soloveitchik, analyzing this question, said this is dependent on the lumdus, on how do you understand Tosefes Shabbos. And let's read the Lashon from Rav Shachliter paraphrasing the Rav. The Ularabeinu Nira Shenekudas HaSafek Bazehi Im Tosefes Yontef Chala Rak Lagabe Isri Malacha, O'af Lagabe Shar Mitzvahs Hayom. What did we see? Basically, the two Tosfos. Do you say, like the Tosfos in Ksubis, that Tosefes just means Nihugim of Isri Malacha? It's the letter of Yontif, there's no Kedusha, but in a meaningful way, we're already stopped doing Malacha. Well, if that's the case, okay, it's a little bit weird, but it's not Yontif yet. And therefore there should be no reason why my Avelos shouldn't be cancelled. Because I did a little Avelos before it was Yom Tov. Or do you say no? Do we say Tosefes is something more ambitious? It even is Machayev, the mitzvos of Yom Tov. And he spells it out. Dim Farchal called in Yom Tov, including mitzvos Simchas Yom Tov. And what does that remind us of? Tosfos in Ksubas. A Tosfos in Ksubas does not hold this. Tosfos in Ksubas holds it does not include Kedushas Yontif. It does not include Simchas Yontif. Just as a Malacha. But perhaps, according to Tosfos in Pesachim, where it's more than that, Mitzvos Hayam are already Shayach. Mishash Yedlikas Aneros, Asnim Sash Ein, Basaras Na'aleha, Shum Kiyum Shel Avelus. Ve'en Ayamtif Mevatelos La'Avelus. However, in the other direction, it would have been fine. He then tries to bring a proof in one direction, which is not important for us. The bottom line, we see these different possibilities. Now, to spell out what I think of Soloveitchik or where Shechter puts it, he says it almost as clearly as I'd like to. but he's a little bit more clearly right than the Devar Yecheskel, but I think they're all getting really at the same thing, is these two approaches. Is what I'll call, and the reason I'm going to tell you this is because we're going to have a third approach. Because you guys are sharp and you can handle it. But the two big approaches are, that we've seen so far, is it merely approach A in Isra Malacha? Or is it even more than that, is it Kedushas Yantif? Already it's Yantif. There's already a Kedusha of Yantif. And therefore, the Kedusha of Yantif, the mitzvahs of Yantif also apply. In theory, I could have even have had matzah if there wouldn't have been a special drasha. I would, according to this, in fact, be usher to get married in this man of Tosefos. And the Nehugim of Avelos would not have been cancelled because she did it too late. It was already Yantif for her. Now, let me just explain this for you because you need to appreciate this so you appreciate the third approach, which we'll get to in a moment. Which is that even according to this second, more ambitious approach, imagine that Yontif is Tuesday night, let's say call it Wednesday. And now we're on Erev Yontif Tuesday. According to the first approach, it's still Tuesday. There's no Kedusha on Tuesday. But I have Isra Malacha. According to the second approach, this is key for you to understand. It's still Tuesday. It's still not Yontif yet. But I can back up the Kedusha of Yontif into Erev Yontif. Imagine a pitcher of water, and I'm filling and I'm filling and filling, and eventually some of it spills out. So there's water now that's spilled out. The water's not in the container anymore, it's not in the bucket. You wouldn't say it's all the bucket. The bucket didn't expand. But the water spilled over. Here too, it's still Tuesday. It's not Wednesday. It's still Erev Yontif. It's not Yontif. On the calendar, what does it say? It says Tuesday. But the Kedusha of Yontif spills over, spills back into Erev Yontif. Now the reason I sharpen that for you is because as we're going to see, and we'll see it inside in a few moments, we'll see some nafkaminas, there's a third approach, which at least is consistent in a number of places in the Taz. The Taz goes even further. And by now, who wants to guess what the Taz is going to say? Set it up for you guys. Exactly. Tosefos is so powerful and so potent, excellent, that we can flip the calendar. Everyone else in the world thinks it's still Tuesday, thinks it's Erev Yontif with Kedusha. What's that all about? If it's Erev Yontif, it's Erev Yontif. If there's Kedusha, says the Taz, it must be more than that. I said, even though sunset's not for 40 minutes, the three stars aren't coming out for 50 minutes, whatever. Halachically, I put on my halachic glasses. I look at the calendar, I don't see Tuesday in Erev Yontif. I already see Tuesday night. It's Laila already. It's already real Yontif. Three approaches. Justice or Malacha, Kedusha on Erev, or perhaps no longer Erev. It's already nighttime, and already Yontif. Now, let's see a few other nafkaminas. Now, we already saw the issue of the Seder night. We already saw the issue of Sukkot night. We already saw the issue of Simchas Yontif and getting married. And we already saw the issue of Avelos. We already saw four Shilas, which are dependent on these approaches. But let's see if we can see a few more, specifically where we're going to see the Taz consistently arguing with the Maharshal. It's a beautiful thing to see. See if we have time, how much we can do. Number one, I don't know how familiar you are with the halachas of Taras HaMishbacha and Hilchos Nida. If you're not, that's probably appropriate. But you may know, and if not, I'll be the first to tell you, that a woman, as part of the process of not being a Nida anymore, before she can go to the mikvah, has to do a number of internal examinations. She has to do what are called bedikos. She does bedikos for a week to make sure that she's not seeing any more blood. But before that, she has to do what's called a hefsek tara, which changes her chazaka from being a chazaka of tmeya. She's bechezkas tara. So not to be bechezkas tara. After being bechezkas tara, you need to have 7 days where you're not seeing anymore. Then you can go to the mikvah. The question is, usually for this to work, you need to do these bedikos before it gets dark. So I have to do a bedika on Sunday, so that right before Shkia, so I could say, oh, I'm now bechezkas tara. All of Monday is already my day one. But if I waited until it's already sunset, so it's already a shtickle Monday, then a hefsek is too late. So what happens if the person is supposed to be doing their hefsek tara, this bedika, on Friday?
so that Shabbos will be her day one. And then what happened? Two variations of this. I'm going to try not to make it too confusing for you. And since we're running late, I won't discuss the differences one theoretically one could have. The community, or let's say, to make it really easy, in her case, she already lit candles. She accepted Shabbos. And then she remembers, oh my gosh, I didn't do my bedikah. But it's open, it's not dark yet. I have an hour. It's the summer. I'm making the 6:30 Shabbos. Really, Shabbos is not till 7:45. And then she does a bedikah. Does that count or not? So this is two deos in the poskim. The Ramah quotes two deos in this. The Shach discusses it. Maybe it can be Mekel. The Vilna Gaon quotes three different rayas, in his opinion, three different rayas, which we don't have time to get into, and which from here we see, in his opinion, that what? Loi shayach l'Shabbos, vaday lav lailu. Even though she accepted Shabbos early, she lit candles. What does the Vilna Gaon say consistently? You can be Mekel. Why? Because Tosefis does not mean the third approach that we saw. We do not flip the calendar. It's not night yet. It's not Shabbos. Maybe it's only Isra Malacha, or more likely the Vilna Gaon holds it's this middle approach. It's Kedusha Shabbos spilling over into Erev Shabbos. Beseder! But as long as it's still Friday, says the Vilna Gaon, the woman can do her bedikos. Isn't there an opinion in the Ramah that says you can't? Pashas, because that holds no. Tosefis flips the calendar, turns the clock, and it's already nighttime. One possibility. Another nafkamina. Number four, the Taz. Taz here quotes a machlokas between himself and the Marashal. What's the discussion? It's the summer. I'm in camp. I'm at home. Early Shabbos. Is it enough? We know from a Gemara, it's an explicit Gemara, that I can daven and make Kiddush early. Rav Tzoli, Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. What's not as explicit in the Gemara is the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, of having kazayas of bread, Suda Shabbos. Can that be eaten in this Zman of Tosefes? Or do I have to wait until it's nighttime? So between the Taz and the Marshal, you see three Shitos. Some Achronim wanted to say you have to eat the whole thing after it gets dark. Some Achronim, like the Marshal, apparently had the practice, even if you started early, but you have to make sure you at least have a kazayis after it's dark. And the Taz himself says, what are you talking about? Just like I can daven early, I can eat, I can make kiddush early, I can also, what? I can also have my suda early. Same machlokas. What is Tosefis giving me? If it's just giving me an Isra Malacha, then that doesn't allow me to do these other things early. So you have to say, at least, according to the Marshal, is doing what? It's giving me Kedusha Shabbos early. But the drasha for the Gimel Sudos, which we just had in last week Parsha, Hayom, three times. It has to be the day of Shabbos. Says the Marshal, it's not enough to be Kedusha Shabbos. It has to be the day of Shabbos. In his opinion, Tosefis doesn't give you that. Tosefis is just set approach number two. But the Taz holds, Tosefis gives, he agrees that you need Yom, you need Shabbos day. But Tosefis magically can turn the calendar. Another machlokas, fascinating to the Taz of Marshal, which the Achronim are explicit. Shmini Atzeres. I'm not going to get into the fact that many people are different minhagim. You do it in the sukkah during the Shmini Atzeres, you don't. If you come from a more like combined family, you may have kiddush in the sukkah, then go in, have kiddush, then hamosi, then go back and go in, go out. Bottom line is, if leave aside all the chassidish and minhagim, and I also come from a chassidish family, but thankfully we lit the shais for this. But bottom line is, in the Gemara it says that in Golus, you would eat in the sukkah, but you wouldn't make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres. However, the Medina de Gemara, certainly for people living in Eretz Yisrael, of course, you do not eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. It's a big problem, actually. You wouldn't be allowed to. It would be Baal Tosef. So the question is, in Golus, where the Taz and the Marshal were hanging out, what can you make early Yontif on Shmini Atzeres? An hour early. What's the problem? What's the potential issue? The Marshal raises. When I come home, now it's still 35-40 minutes before it's dark, I'm in no man's land. Because if it's still Chol HaMoed, if it's still Sukkah's proper, I'm a chayiv to eat in the Sukkah. But if it's Shemini Atzeres, then I have this whole confusion, and perhaps, especially if you're Chassidish, you dafka won't eat in the Sukkah. Or even if it's not Chassidish, let's say I'm Israeli. So what do I do? So because the Marshal says it's so confusing, and I'm going to get myself in bed, what am I going to do? I'm going to make, and again, let's say I hold that it's still Chol HaMoed, and therefore I have to eat in the Sukkah. But my Kiddush is going to Shmei Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. Says the Marshal, it's a stira b'nei obey. How can I eat in the Sukkah and say Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh? What's going on? So says the Marshal, listen, it's too complicated. You're in trouble coming and going. No early Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres. And in fact, you may be aware, the Shmini Atzeres is one of those nights, which we've now gotten three of them on the calendar, but the rabbi will give a drasha and drasha and drasha, so you get home late, just like the first night of Sukkot, and don't go early. What's the purpose of that? All to be machmir like the marshal, who says, if you get home too early, even though it's Tosefes, I wouldn't let you drive a car yet, it's certainly yomtiv in that sense, but who knows, what are you going to do? You're going to eat, you're not going to eat, oh no. Says the Taz in beautiful Lashon, look at the end of number four, Ube'emes svara shabana harabalov hu eino kiyum klal, says the Taz, what are you talking about? Devadai mishem mosim yichol kodesh hu osa pitzivu taratenu kvar chalach v'halach mimenu chobasayom mashahaya love kodem l'zeh. The mitzvos, in this case of sukkis, of Chol HaMoed, which were on Erev, they're gone. V'havah kamo b'layla Umachar Mamish. It's like you couldn't have written a better language if you wanted to. The Taz is explicit. Tosefes flips the calendar. It's like the most potent halachic magic. Everyone else in the world thinks it's Tuesday. Kvar Azol Vahalach Hayom Laila Mamish. Ah, it's the light out. Ah, it's an hour before it gets dark. Halachically, you put on our halachic lenses, Laila Mamish, says the Taz. So there's no problem. You can make early Yom Tov Shemini Atzeres, and of course you can eat the Sukkah because it's Shemini Atzeres. So why is the Marshal twisting himself into a pretzel, not knowing what to do? Shitaso. Because the Marshal rejects the Taz with as much passion as the Taz rejects him. He says, what are you talking about? This is hocus pocus. What are you, a joke? That's not what Tosefes Yom Tov is. How can you claim it's Wednesday? It's still Tuesday. It's not dark out. Look at the clouds. It's look outside. It's the light out. Ah, there's a dinner of Tosefes. Yes. That's a spillover of Kedusha into Erev Yom Tov. That we could do. A little magic we can do. We're not going to pretend that the calendar already switched. That's going too far. Two quick final ones and then we'll call it a night. Another night with the Rabbi Darshans. Shavuos. Does anyone make Shavuos early? Now, Mestama, the reason is because I figure everyone's going to stay up late. You have to stay up all night anyway. So what's, you get a rush and you're going to have a meal at 6 o'clock, but anyway, the program at Shul can start to midnight anyway. So this way, you have to run from the meal to back to Shul to learn. The same. But, all seriousness, why don't we daven early? So it's known, ask anyone who knows a little bit, and I'll tell you, this is the Chumra of the Taz. The truth is, now that you guys know a lot, in this case you'll know that it is the Chumra of the Taz and the Magen Avraham. Both the Magen Avraham and the Taz and their introductions respectively, number 6. 2. I'm sorry, I'm looking at number 5. I'm sorry, look at number... I'm confusing two things, 1 second. Yes, Kinis HaShavuos, there we go. Yeah, I'm sorry. Number 6. The Taz and the Magen Avraham both say, Ma'achrin lahasil arvis b'knis HaShavuos. Right? Shavuos isn't just Shavuos. Shavuos is the end of Sfira. So says the Taz, says the Magen Avraham, if we started Shavuos early, an hour early, let's say a little early, what's the problem? We're cutting into the Zman of Sfira. And we know Sheva Shabbosos, Tmimos Tiana, we need complete weeks. Says the Taz, if I started Shavuos early, I'll have 6 weeks. 6 days and 23 and a half hours. But a half an hour short, an hour short, that's not to me most. Therefore, we have to wait to daven Baruch Hu. If we do that before it gets nightfall, we're cutting it at Tmimos. So we wait until it's ready nightfall, 49 complete days, 7 complete weeks, then we can do Baruch Lov Shavuos. That's the Chumrah of the Taz, which, for whatever reason, the Magid of Rome, they get blamed for this one, but the Magid of Rome agrees. Not everyone. And that happens to be, they won the day, that's our Minhag. The truth is, there are other Poskim who disagree. The Karban Nisanel, we don't have time to discuss it inside, but if you take a look at the bottom source on your sheet, the Karban Nisanel is Medayik that the Rosh disagrees, and the Karban Nisanel says there's no need. Why should you have to go early? All it is Tosefes. How does Tosefes eat away from Tmimos? And the answer is, once again, we see Machlokas, about the getter of Tosefes Shabbos. The Taz L'shitaso holds. What was the Lashon before so beautiful in number 5? Excuse me, number 4? Cholach v'holach kamo belayla u'machar mamish. So if I'm turning the calendar, so it's not Tuesday anymore, it's Wednesday, I've lost a little bit of my Tmimos. The Taz L'shitaso holds, you're eating in Tmimos if you make Shavuos early. Whereas the Karban Asano may hold, either that it's only Yisr Malacha, so it's nothing, like Kosis in Ksubis, or even if you're a little bit more ambitious, Seder, it's something. It's a spillover of Kedusha. But the spillover of Kedusha of Shavuos into Erev Shavuos has nothing to do with Tmimos. Those can coexist. It's only because the Taz L'shitaso holds it. It's not just a spillover, but the calendar is flipped. Then you have a problem. And here, since they don't hold the calendar slipped, it's just maybe a spillover of Kedusha at most, then there is no problem. There's no reason to wait. We might as well be early. Okay?